Welcome back. We are moments away from the start of the second half here at Kirby Sports Center, where Lafayette leads Drexel 38-24. Lafayette comes into this game with a 2-3 record. They've dropped two straight at home, but they're looking to correct that here. Drexel, meanwhile, is 2-4, and they've struggled here in the early going as well. Robbie's, Drexel's got a new coach, don't they?
Yeah, they have Coach Zach Spiker, who he's in his first season here as the Army head coach. He was the coach at Army, first season here at Drexel. He had the most wins at Army in more than 30 years last season, 19-14, 2013 Patriot League Coach of the Year. Coach K, a man close to Jay's heart, says he's one of the most outstanding coaches in the country. You know, he's a person of great integrity, great passion, Jay. What have you seen from him in his style here? Because I haven't been too impressed, to be honest.
Well, I'll temper that maybe a little bit. I think that it is his first year. These are none of his recruits. And I think he's just dealing with just a team that doesn't have all that much talent. They don't have a lot of offensive capabilities. They have very few players who can shoot the ball. And so I think he's doing the best with what he has at the moment.
Yeah, they've recently lost to LaSalle. They've lost to Rutgers and Agamemnon. They beat North Texas and Hartford. It's a team that's struggled, and I think you see it so far as Lafayette's coming off the best first half in the last nine games for Lafayette. So that was a great defensive sequence in the first half for them.
Lafayette starts the ball here in the second half. Same starters as the first half. Good high-pressure defense starting off by Drexel, trying to change their defensive fortunes. Klonuski drives, handoff, Stout, jump stop at the free throw line. 6 seconds for Lafayette to shoot now. Stafford takes a screen coming left. He's trapped, kicks to Klonuski. Long two, connects.
Big bucket from Klonuski, and just initial thoughts here. Looks like Drexel had a defensive change in the second half, coming out playing a lot more aggressive, a lot higher, denying a lot more balls.
Lafayette, 16-point lead now. They immediately double the post, but Williams spins baseline, reverse layup.
Beautiful move. You said tried to double, but reverse spin right away from the double. Quick little reverse layup for two.
Rodney Williams is 8 points in this game now. Lafayette ball. Klonuski looked like he almost lost the ball there, but regains possession. Linder now working with Klonuski on a screen. Elbow jump shot, no good.
It looks like both teams are coming out a little more intense, a little more movement than the start of the first half.
Pump fake, layup. Great move.
Yeah, tough closeout there. Johnson on the drive baseline, and just no help from Lafayette. Looked like they might have got picked off there to help D.
Kari Johnson, the best three-point shooter on the Drexel team. He gets the layup that time. 12-point game now.
Ooh, Lafayette missed. He had a backdoor cut by Cherry there, wide open.
Stafford feeds Klonuski, working on the left block. Takes some bumps with Williams. Right-handed hook shot, connects.
It's a great move. Just using the strength by Klonuski. Williams pushed back there, gave him a little space for the right-handed hook.
Two big guys going at it in the post. Looks like Williams tries to get the post feed this time, deflected out of bounds by Cherry.
And it looks like they're really trying to work it through Rodney Williams here to start the second half. He scores 15.7 points a game, 6 rebounds. He's one of their best players, he and Lee. And it looks like Lafayette's trying to double him every time he gets the ball in the post. I think something to look for here in the second half.
Yeah, I like that look. Not a lot of shooting on the perimeter, okay, if he kicks out from the double. They run Mojica out of the out-of-bounds play. He gets into the paint but misses a layup. Ball being batted around. Cherry has to jump to save it. Throws it off the legs of Drexel, but Mojica picks it up for a layup.
Yeah, unlucky there. Good hustle by Cherry, but I think just a lot of missed easy layups for Drexel. Mojica taking the ball a couple times, who just can't fall, but gets it that time.
Lee pressuring Linder up at half court. Ball being reversed around the perimeter. Hard hedge on the perimeter from Drexel. Klonuski again on the left block, pulls up for two. No good, pulled in by Mojica. Lee looks to push for some early offense. Kicks to Mojica for three. He spots up. In and out, no good.
Mojica's got a really nice release, but he hasn't had a great day so far. He's got 6 points, but he missed a lot of open ones.
Linder slows pace here. Fake the handoff to Stafford. Another high ball screen, Linder and Klonuski. That's been active today. Stout comes around to handoff. Kicks to Stafford, drives right, beats his man, fouled on the layup.
and Jay, we talk about all the time, off air, on air, about Stafford, how he has one thought in his mind that's going to the hoop, and he does not wait. When he gets the ball, he doesn't wait for the defense to come to him and settle. He has that attack mode on his mind. He goes straight to the hoop every time, and most of the time he's successful. It's great to see him attack the hoop.
Yeah, Stafford's a very quick decision maker on the court. He doesn't hesitate. He's very good at reading the game and seeing what's coming to him.
And I think it's interesting as a couple subs come here.
It's Tyshawn Miles coming in, and so is Miles Overton for Drexel.
Miles Overton, usually a starter here, but Johnson was the starter, the lefty shooter. I think Coach Spiker wants more offense, which is why they went with that lineup. But
Stafford misses the first free throw, but hits the second.
But I was saying, it looks like Lafayette's changed up their offense a little bit in the second half. Looks like they're going a lot more on ball screens to create a little more activity, and I like it a lot with Linder.
Austin Evans checks into the game. Stafford will take a seat. It's Lee penetrating right. Miles feeds the post.
Great feed.
But a layup missed by Austin Williams. Ball's loose. Austin Williams gets it back. Linder tips it out of his hands. Lee comes up with the rebound. He's working on the right baseline. Takes a floater off the glass. No good. Klonowski finally pulls in the rebound and is fouled by Austin Williams.
Great activity by both teams in that play. Good job by Klonowski. And it's really entertaining to watch Lee in the paint. The more he plays, the more he does remind me of Isaiah Thomas with the Celtics. A lot of times these little guards that are really good ball handlers, they kind of tease the opponents by kind of keeping the ball out in front, kind of moving it left to right, shields the body well with his off arm, kind of keeps the guy at bay, and you're seeing it all with Lee there. He's fun to watch in the paint right now, but Lafayette's containing him.
Robbie, we've been praising the Lafayette defense, but Drexel's really missed a lot of easy ones to start the second half.
Yeah, they're just offensively challenged overall. They did come off a 78-point scoring loss the other day, but they're missing a lot today.
Coach Spiker tries to pick up the defensive energy here. They pick up full court. Lafayette breaks it. Klonowski dives to the basket. Ball's kicked around. Evans spots up from three. No good. Thought he had it.
Halfway down.
Lee kicks to the corner in transition. Overton pump. Gets in the lane. Stops. Shoots over Linder and connects.
Good under-controlled play by Overton. I don't really think he's a deep threat. He probably had one thought in his mind. Going to the hoop.
Lee picking up Linder, second straight possession, full court. Klonowski drives the basket. He had an easy lane, is fouled on the two.
That's an excellent take by Klonowski. Uses his body to protect, goes with the left hand, saw a lane with a step and didn't hesitate. Great take.
That'll bring us to the under 16 media timeout. Lafayette leads the Drexel Dragons 43-32. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Kirby Sports Center. Lafayette up by 11.
Yeah, it's really been a back and forth here. Drexel coming out a little better, but Lafayette's not giving in as they're both teams, I think, are playing a lot better on both sides. As Lafayette, it seems like a thought for them is to attack the hoop, and I think that's what they've done from the beginning here in the second half, which is good to see.
Klonowski's been very active to start the second half. They've been featuring him a lot in that mid-post area. Working on Williams, he's taken three or four shots already. He's at the free throw line now to shoot two. His first one off the front of the rim, Miles Cherry is going to check into the game. Looks like he's coming in for Klonuski.
Yeah,
Come in after the free throws.
Klonuski's going to get his points. He's averaging 18.8 points a game, 5 rebounds. He's really been the most consistent player. Nick Linder as well, but Klonuski's really been the guy this year.
Klonuski's second free throw is good. Jarrett also comes into the game. Lafayette putting some pressure on their own into the backcourt. Picking up Mams, then they back off.
And now Hanlon's been very active with subs here as he even started to go a little offense-defense, you notice, early in the first half.
High ball screen, Drexel, dump off pass, pump fake inside, layup, missed by Muhammad Ba. Second chance opportunity, foul on Lafayette.
And Lafayette a little slow in the rotation there on the pick and roll. Luckily, they had an easy miss. But again, they're getting the easy misses, but then they're getting second opportunities a lot of these times with the offensive rebounds, and that's been hurting Lafayette here in the second half.
Yeah, John Morin made a nice little pocket pass to Ba in the lane, but again, they missed the layup.
They did, and they're kind of hanging around here as Lafayette has a 12-point lead. It's kind of a typical Lafayette game, but kind of the other way around. Usually Lafayette's kind of hanging around here.
Ba's first free throw is good. Once again, these offensive-defensive substitutions happening quickly. Linder and Klonuski back into the game.
Yeah, usually it's kind of Lafayette kind of hanging around, but it's good for Lafayette to have a big lead. And looks like Zales is coming into the game as well, as he had 10 points in the first half. We'll see if he can really get this team going and extend the lead.
Yeah, that 10 points is a season high.
It is.
For Zales this season. Good to see him come to life.
And Zales had a breakaway dunk they called a technical, which was just a ridiculous call, but they are being a lot more strict with that this season.
Yeah, they thought he... I'm not sure if they thought he hung on the rim or he glared down his opponent. Either way, we didn't think it was enough to warrant a technical foul. Austin Evans bring up the ball. Mojica really pressuring him. He drives the lane, and he's called for a charge.
Yeah, Evans a little out of control there. I'm not sure if he was set or not. But either way, it's tough for the ball handler to take it coast to coast, and Drexler was ready for him. I think next time, just be a little more out of control and set up the offense.
Great job there by Rodney Williams, stepping up and taking it in the chest. Drexel did a good job taking the ball out of Linder's hands there.
Yeah, and I think the key is Drexel looks like they want to keep the pace up with the press, try to get Lafayette into those turnovers.
John Morin initiating offense for Drexel. He feeds Williams in the paint. He has the ball stripped out of his hands, but it's a foul on Lafayette.
And Linder doesn't like it. It looked like he was going for the ball. It's hard to see if he got the hand there, but Lafayette with the triple team that time of Williams, not waiting for him to make the move down the post.
Baseline out of bounds for Drexel. They reverse it. Pump fake. Layup missed.
It's the story of the game. Another easy layup for Drexel.
Mojica did
another one.
Yeah. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Lafayette's going to keep it. It's tough to get back into a game when you're missing bunnies.
And I think Lafayette's been a little fortunate here. They've had a couple of over closeouts here where they've gone out for the three. They've had easy layups baseline. No help. They just missed some layups here.
Drexel. Full court pressure on Linder.
Linder's
he
so
beats
quick.
It easily.
He dribbles around the double team, which is not very easy to do.
Stafford refuses a screen. Kicks to Evans. Gets into the paint. He's tripped on the layup. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Big collision.
Smart play by Evans. He had Linder wide open in the corner, but he faked to the corner. The defensive player for Drexel went out to the corner, which allowed a lane down to the right for Evans.
Tense moment here for Drexel as Rodney Williams holding his ankle. He stands up. He looks to be a bit hobbled, but he's going to walk to the free throw line. Looks like he's staying in this game.
And interesting here, as Lee is still on the bench, he's kind of been on the bench now for Drexel for a little bit of time now. I mean, he only has 3 points. It does seem like he's played pretty well, but you got to give the Lafayette credit, Nick Linder credit right now. As Moran is not as prolific as Lee is and as creative with the ball, but he's more of a bigger player.
Austin Evans misses another free throw in this game. He's got 3 points. Shooting 1 for 5. Now 1 for 6 from the free throw line here tonight.
Yeah, Lafayette, not a great free throw shooting team overall. It's really about the right guys going to the line.
Lafayette in a 2-3 zone now. First 2-3 look of the second half. Played it a little bit in the first half. Pass almost stolen away by Klonuski, and it ends up getting dumped down to Ba for a two-handed jam.
And the crowd wants a T, and it should be. It's the same exact thing, if not worse than Zales did.
Ba pulled up on the rim. There was no one under him like what happened with Zales. Crowd very not happy. Frankly, an inconsistent call.
Absolutely.
From the officials.
That cannot be more clear.
Linder drives the lane. He gets fouled. Moran hit him on the wrist on the way up.
Great.
They should be shooting too.
Yeah, great take by Linder. And the key there was Lafayette spread the floor, no help. Linder saw a little lane and went for it. But the crowd is just not happy, and they shouldn't be. I mean, that was a clear hang on the rim. No one was even close, even much more so than Zalas. And no call.
Still early here in the second half. We're only about 6 minutes in. But Drexel's cut the lead to 8 now. They're sort of chipping away. Lafayette isn't executing as well as they were in the first.
And it seems like Lafayette's getting a lot of deflections and steals, but I don't know if it's unfortunate or just unlucky, but a lot of those plays have been going to Drexel to tip balls. They didn't get the second look. It's gone now about 3 straight times. And, you know, I just think it's been kind of unlucky for them. It's not effort. It's just the ball's been tipping their way.
Some missed free throws, too. Linder splits a pair, so it's a 9-point game. Lee is back into the game for Drexel, the dynamic point guard. Feeds the high post. Williams. Backdoor Lee.
Great to
not
know.
There. And we've got an offensive foul. Looks like it's going to be on Williams for sort of throwing his hips out on the dribble handoff.
Yeah, I don't know about the call there, but that is great play by Nick Linder on the defensive end. Denying the ball, that's what you would practice in a drill right there. Just one-on-one denial. Tries to go backdoor, goes around the screen, tries to go back. Denied him the whole time. That was all Nick Linder setting that up.
That's a huge call, too, because that's the fourth personal foul on Rodney Williams. He's going to have to sit for a good amount of this second half. Lee putting pressure on Linder at half court. Those two have been going at it all night. High ball screen, middle of the floor. Little help from Austin Williams. Step back, long two, Linder, swoosh.
So pretty when he does that. And I love how they're going to the high screen and roll when they have a lead in earlier in the second half.
And we got another offensive foul. This time it's on Austin Williams pushing Klonuski from behind.
And I think Klonuski's got to be a pain to play against. You see a lot of these frustration plays with guys who play against Klonuski. He's a grinder and he works really hard all game long and kind of forced the call there. He might have sold it pretty well, but I think he did sell pretty well. I was looking at the replay, but we'll take the call.
And that's the 15th turnover for Drexel. And we've still got 13 minutes to play in the second half.
Really been a slow start of the second half. A lot of fouls, a lot of dead balls.
Another possession, a full court man. Lee on Linder. Linder's handled it really well.
Absolutely, that's foul.
Drives hard right, blocking foul on Lee.
And Linder, honestly, just looks disgusted when someone tries to play him up man to man. It's almost like, what are you trying to do there?
Yeah, Linder was really licking his chops there. He was excited to go at Lee. The pressure really doesn't seem to be bothering him. And that means that Lafayette is already in the bonus here with 13:30 to play in the first half. It's going to be 1-1, so it's going to be a long half for Drexel with Lafayette going to the free throw line in the bonus.
And I think it really changed for Drexel. They're trying to get the pace up. They started to press and put on the pressure, but I just think on ball defensively, they're just not good enough to play without fouling, and right now Lafayette's bringing it to them. They're getting a lot of fouls.
Klonuski getting a much-deserved rest. Cherry comes in to spell him on the defensive end.
Yeah, Nick, 91% from the line. As always, a very reliable free throw shooter.
1-1 bounces around the rim. No good.
Jinxes every time.
Good transition defense from Lafayette. Lee crosses left to right. Fade away at the elbow. Swish.
It's pretty. Big left-right crossover step back. It's fun to watch Linder and now Lee go right back at it.
They are very similar players, both smaller guards with great quickness and driving ability. And we have another foul on Drexel. It's the fouls on Ba guarding Cherry in the post.
And it's all like these ticky-tack calls. They're banging in there, and it's just too aggressive for Drexel. They got to know that they're in the bonus. They can't play that. They can't be fouling like that.
Very unnecessary to foul Cherry on the block there. Not that you want him to catch the ball in the post, but you'd much rather have him beat you over the top and make a move.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, Cherry has not shown consistency this year. He may later in the future of his career, but he's not really been a go-to post guy for offense.
Cherry's free throw is an air ball.
Second air ball of the day for a Lafayette player from the free throw line. And that's the 1-1.
That's the 1-1. That's your chance. No rebounding opportunity there. Lafayette, man press in the backcourt, but they back off. Mojica is cut off by Stout. Now it's Evans in the game guarding Lee. Huge size advantage, about 6'5 on 5'7. But Lee gets in the paint, has the ball stripped away. Offensive rebound, Austin Williams layup.
It's those strips that keep going to Drexel. I don't know how it keeps happening, but again, Lafayette goes to the steal, goes to Drexel, easy layup.
7-point game now, closest it's been since midway through the first half.
Lafayette in their motion offense. Austin Evans around a down screen. Stout on a ball screen. Kicks to Zales in the corner. Pump fake. Two dribbles. Pull up. Air ball.
Yeah, I don't think Zales is comfortable with that pull-up jumper.
Lee attacks in transition. Layup. Wow. Fading right over the top. Good.
Lee's really coming together now. Really attacking hoop. Makes some difficult shots.
Lee's got 7 points in the game now. Coach O'Hanlon wants to talk it over for Lafayette. 5-point game. This is a good one. Lafayette's up 47-42. 12 minutes to go. We'll take a break.
Too certain about many things. I'm not too sure who I am. I ain't got no mother and I ain't got no father. I ain't got no girlfriend to hold my hand. I'm slow like the trees when they grow. I'm sluggish like the ocean when it moves. Like water or like rain, but I shouldn't complain, cause it don't matter. There are more wishes than stars. More wishes than stars.
Welcome back to Kirby Sports Center. It's going to be Lafayette basketball. Drexel has chipped away from a 16-point lead, and they find themselves right back in this one, only down 5.
Yeah, it's been all the Drexel defense right now as they've really brought it to Lafayette, and they're playing tough man-to-man and really aggressive on every single thing.
Cross screen gets Klimuski. On the block, it's not there. Ball reversed the opposite side. Linder trapped in the lane. Klonuski flashes the high post. Elbow jump shot. Good.
Klonuski's just a really smart player. When there's a space open, he goes to that space, gets the easy jumper, really knows where to go. Good basketball IQ.
Another possession of 2-3 for Lafayette. Drexel not a good three-point shooting team. Ball being reversed right to left. Baseline pass. Dump off. Dunk.
That's way too easy there for Drexel, and Lafayette is going 2-3. I don't love when they go 2-3. They're just not that good at it overall, and let's just pin. That's where you really want to go with there for the zone offense.
Tyshawn Miles had the two-handed flush in the last possession. 5-point game here. Handoff denied to Janicek. Linder in the corner. Stops his dribble, swings across. Zales, tough pull-up three, high-arcing bank.
And that's a season-high 13 now for Zales as he banks in the three. Lafayette with an 8-point lead. Now they need to get a stop on D.
Looks like Lafayette switches back to man. Zales is switched on to Lee. He wants some space. Ball's reversed. 3-point look for Johnson is no good. Klonuski with a rebound. He tries to push. Almost has it taken away from him.
Ooh.
at half court, almost a backcourt violation.
Yeah, I was going to say, lucky no backcourt there. Hard to see. Must have been kind of in between there, but fortunate.
Linder's pass tipped away, nearly stolen, but then they call a loose foul fall on Tyshawn Miles, who's not happy with it.
And I don't know what Coach Spiker told his defensive unit here, but just the start of the second half has been a new life and energy to this team. And you know, just watching them on a game film, Jay, it seems like as a defensive unit, they seem to be always in help. They don't overplay, and they're not overly aggressive, but it seems like they've really changed the momentum here and have really amped up the D.
We've got a good one with 10 minutes to play. Lafayette 52, Drexel 44. We've got a media timeout. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Kirby Sports Center. This is Ryan McKittrick doing the play-by-play with Jay Cascove doing the color.
Yeah, we got a nice role reversal here. We'll see how we do.
52 Lafayette, Drexel 44, 10:25 here remaining in this second half. Lafayette kind of hanging on to an 8-point lead as Nick Linders at the free throw line. Are they in the double bonus? Shooting 1-1. Looks like they should be in the double bonus, I think, at this point. Looks like they have 10 fouls as a team, Drexel does. So, yeah, it is the double bonus of Linder and Lafayette shooting two free throws the rest of the way for any foul.
Yeah, this is going to be an entertaining last 10 minutes of the game as Linder misses another free throw, an uncharacteristically poor free throw shooting night for him tonight.
Yeah, a couple of misses there for Linder as he has 10 points, 5 assists in this one. Makes the second as Stafford comes in for Linder. So on the court for Lafayette is Stafford, Stout, Evans, Jarrett, and Cherry. As Lafayette goes back to the 2-3, interesting, as Johnson takes over the point guard duties. Moran has it now on the top of the key. Lafayette in the 2-3, Evans covering Moran. Aggressive defense denial by Cherry on the left side. Williams gets the ball back to the right side of Mojica. Covered by Stout. And looks like a foul down low with Jarrett trying to cover Miles on the right block.
Yeah, they whistled him for using his hands there. A little bit of a different look for Lafayette at the time. They're in a more of a 2-3 matchup zone, so once the ball was in someone's area, they would pick up man-to-man. Much more effective than the regular 2-3 has been so far.
Well, they got away with the travel now. Give it to the left side of Johnson. No good. Other offensive board by Williams. Gets fouled. Going to line for two on the left side.
Drexel's got a bunch of big fellas down in the paint.
They really do, and especially with the zone, it's a lot harder to box out, so the offensive rebound even comes more of a play.
It's the eighth offensive rebound for Drexel so far, and Rodney Williams is back in the game with four personal fouls and 10 minutes to play.
Yeah, Williams, 8 points, 4 boards. Lafayette's kept him in check here as they've really gone to the double team when he's gotten the ball in the post as Lafayette going to go with the subs here of the offense defense. Zalas, Kanuski, and Linder waiting along with... Looks like Lee is waiting as well to come into the game with a free throw by Williams. Lafayette up 53-44, 9:54 remaining.
The scoring's been really spread out for Drexel today. Rodney Williams is the high point man with 9 now. But a bunch of people got 7, 6, 5, 4, 4. No one's really been dominant, and their star point guard, Lee, has been quiet with only 7 points.
Free throw is good for Williams, and I think you'd expect Lee to be a lot more active on the offensive end, as you do Linder with the last end of the second half. And the methodical free throw. Second one is good for Williams.
Yeah, very slowly. Brings it up, starts it real low, and takes a while for it to get to the top and finally be released.
As Overton comes into the game, Drexel still in that little press. As Zalas brings the ball up the court. Interesting to see the big guy do it. Does it effectively.
Yeah, looks like they double Linder. They don't want the ball in his hands. They want someone else to bring it up.
Smart strategy as Linder now gets the ball on the top of the key. Screen roll with Zalas. Screen roll again. Keeps the dribble alive. A little bit behind the back. Bounce pass to Zalas. Drives bit to the left. Tough shot. Force. No good. Rebound Williams are on the other way. Lee. Left to right step back. Pass to the right. Three's no good by Mojica. Rebound by Overton. Another offensive board. Pull up. No good. Great rebound by Jarrett, and that's by Stout, and that's a foul.
Yeah, it's a really big play from Stout. That was almost two offensive rebounds in one possession for Drexel. They have two big guys on the court right now in Williams and Tyshawn Miles, and they're a lot to handle when they crash the offensive glass.
Yes, Stout is definitely a bigger guard, and now that he's in the starting lineup, he's more at the small forward role here. And it's good to see to have the length for rebounding, especially because Lafayette's on a great rebounding team when they have Cherry in the game in the starting lineup, and Stout and Kalinowski really gives them that size. As Stout's on the line, another free throw is no good as Stout's first miss of the season, and a lot of good free throw shooters right now, and Kalinowski, Linder, and Stout free throws aren't going in.
Yeah, Lafayette's shooting a woeful 9-for-23 from the free throw line. Oh,
uncharacteristic for Lafayette, and only up by 7 here, 53-46, 9:14 remaining. Free throw's going to be a big one here as they're in double bonus the rest of the way.
We were saying earlier that was going to be a problem for Drexel, but it's actually not been simply because they've missed so many.
He missed the second. Lee drives to the left. Tough shot. No good. They see a rebound, a foul on Stafford. And I don't know how that's the case. The crowd's unlike it. Looks like he boxed out. The bigger Miles, who fell to the ground for whatever reason, I'm not sure, he might have slipped himself. But what do you see there, Jay?
I saw Miles rose. So Lafayette rebounder had positioning, but Miles rose up from behind. He didn't foul. He didn't hit the guy in the back. And then he just sort of, on the way down, hit the Lafayette man who was in front of him. I think that's a no call.
Yeah, that's terrible. See the replay. It definitely is what happened. And the crowd's unhappy. And, you know, if there were Lafayette fans who were students, they'd be unhappy as well. Unfortunately, there's about seven of them, and they're pretty quiet. But the adults in the crowd are not happy about it.
Yeah, it's a really weird play. So Williams jumps up in the air, and he's entitled to that space and catches it. He comes down, and there's someone in his way.
Right.
I think that maybe that is a foul on second thought. I'm not sure. That's tough.
Yeah, it didn't look like a lot of contact overall, though. That's the main thing. As Mujica drives left and gets fouled by Stout, and he goes to the line, and we've seen a lot of these games in the Patriot League, but it looks like it's going to be a foul after foul, back and forth, for the next 9 minutes.
Yeah, this game's the pace has really slowed these last five or so minutes. Lots of fouls on each end.
And I know it's hard to believe, but it has not been a minute since I took over the play-by-play. As there was 10:20, now it's 9:03 left, 7-point lead. Mujica first free throw is good.
We're in for a grind for the rest of this game.
As Janicek comes in, goes in for Stout, so even though we cannot do it in the first half for the radio, I think we're going to get our full money's worth here.
Yeah, right. We'll be here till 11 o'clock.
As Janicek comes in for Stout, so one shooter in for another. See if Janicek gets going. The free throw is no good. Lafayette holding on to a 6-point lead as they give it to Nick Linder. Covered by Lee. Set up the offense.
Drexel's not been great from the free throw line either. They've missed seven.
Gives it Stafford on the right side. Gets screen roll Klinuski. Drives middle. Back pass. Salas. Three. No good. Off right. Rebound, Mujica gives it to Lee.
Open look, no good.
Lee gives it to Miles in the left post. Good rebound, good work by Canusi again back there. Gives it back to Lee. Screen roll, Lee Overton. Lee keeps the ball, drives right. Little spin move, tough lefty, floater's good.
Wow, amazing play from Lee. He spun, jumped in the air, and didn't even see the rim until he was in the air and found it and hit a nice floater.
Lee, as you said, so small, but somehow creates space in there as so many of these small point guards do. Gets the little floater. As Lafayette only with a 4-point lead now. Salas with the ball. Tries to get it to Janicek. Overplayed. Gives it to Stafford. Screen roll. Klinuski slips it. Doesn't give it to him. Drives right to Stafford. Gets bumped. Going to line. Two more free throws.
That looked like it was good defense from Johnson. But Lafayette in the last few series offensively, they haven't been executing. They haven't been that sharp. Drexel's really stepped up their defense and limited the good looks that Lafayette's been getting.
And I think one thing with Lafayette they do a lot is they do a lot of times they do dribble handoffs and Drexel's been overplaying that every single time. I think at this point, every single time, you go backdoor and set up the offense because every time they're waiting for the dribble handoff, as first free throw is no good, it's just slowing down the pace of things.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great point.
And there's a couple of subs here as Cherry and Jarrett, two big guys come in for defense. So on the court for Lafayette is Jarrett, Cherry, Stafford at the line, and then Evans came in as well, and Linder. 8:03 remaining, Lafayette up four. Missing free throws left and right.
Rodney Williams with those four fouls. Looks like Coach Spiker is doing a lot of offense-defense substitutions with him, trying to save him.
Second free throw is good. Lafayette back into man. Lee, screen roll to Overton. Same thing. Double-teamed. Gives into the post to Williams. Great little lefty spin move. Gets the little bump. Going to line for two.
Yeah, Cherry, his hands were up there, but he leaned into the shooter. Good move. Good spin from Williams.
And timeout on the floor. Lafayette. When I say hanging, I mean hanging around 54-49, 5-point lead, 7:54 remaining in the second half. This is WJRH 104.9, home of Lafayette Leopard Sports. Welcome back to Kirby Sports Center, where Lafayette leads 54-49, 7:54 remaining in the second half. Both offense-wise, what have you seen from both teams here, Jay? Lafayette's 46% from the floor, and Drexel's pretty similar, 42%.
Well, I really like the way Rodney Williams is playing. Ever since he picked up that fourth foul, you always wonder whether the guy's going to lose his aggressiveness, but these last few series is on offense. He's maintained his aggressiveness, playing in the post, backing in his guy, and getting to the free throw line. He's up to 10 points.
As you said, he's at the free throw line. Shooting two. The methodical shot is good. First one, 54-50. Lafayette has, I don't know if they've been leading the whole game, but at least from the very beginning, I can't remember that if they have been down. And this has really been the closest it's been for a while, at least from the first few minutes. As the second free throw is no good. Rebound Stafford. Linder, covered by Lee. The two keep going back and forth as Evans gets the ball on the top of the key now. To the left side, Linder. Screen roll with Konuski. And Konuski rolled Linder with a tough pass to the knees, and I'm laughing because you just look at the expression of O'Hanlon. The hands go right to the head, and he cannot believe what he just saw.
Yeah. It's very difficult to throw a pass through the legs of your teammate, but it was done there.
And O'Hanlon doesn't love to see it as Lee spins middle. Excellent pass and deflected by Lafayette, trying to give it to Williams. A little too fancy there for Lee as he spun from left to right in the air. Did a little floater pass, and good D by Lafayette.
Yeah, look, that was a tough pass. Look, it may have gone through the hands of Miles.
And
or Williams, rather.
Of all the guards we've seen, Jay, I think Lee's the most entertaining one and the quickest and the best ball handler I've seen.
Yeah, he's fun. He's really crafty. Once he gets into the lane, he doesn't just make one move. He makes a second move and a third move to try to get himself a shot.
Zalas wants no part of the ball, hands it back to Linder. Zalas constantly bringing the ball up as Drexel's smart to force him to have the ball. Great pass to Linder. Down low. Elects not to go for it as he's double-teamed, dribbles the ball back out. Wants a screen and roll, drives left. Great take. Right hand on the left side is good for a little scoop shot for two.
Beautiful play from Linder. Going off the wrong foot on the layup to avoid the shot block.
And Linder attacking the hoop as great D by Lafayette steals it, but gets the ball back. Overton, three, got it. That tip again, Jay. And they have been all over it.
Yeah, a bit of a lucky play from Drexel, but a good job getting into the paint.
It's been one after another. It's been unbelievable. 56, 53, 6, 35 remaining. Lafayette in the lead. Trying to hang on here in the second half against Drexel here at Kirby Sports Center. Evans has the ball on top of the key, covered tightly by Mojica. Gives it to Konuski. Post pass to Zalas. Back pass Stafford. Top of the key to Linder. Wants a screen roll from Konuski. Konuski instead wants the post. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Linder, three. Air ball, and that's shot clock violation as great defense by Drexel.
Yeah, Drexel's competing on the defensive end. They're playing really hard. They played a full 30 seconds of defense there and ended up getting the shot clock violation. No easy baskets.
And Cherry comes into the game now. Takes out Konuski. Looks like there was miscommunication on that play with Konuski and Linder. Linder wanted the on-ball screen. Instead, Konuski was in the post. And Zalas came for the on-ball screen. The spacing wasn't right.
Yeah, Drexel did a good job switching it, knowing that there's only a few seconds left in the shot clock.
Lee, screen and roll. Back step. Short for a three. Rebound by Cherry. Does his job. Comes to the game. Gets the board. Gives it a Linder.
Yeah, Lafayette will live with that. Lee taking a tough pullback jump shot after a bunch of dribble moves.
And we talk about the similarity between these teams. And as Linder goes screen roll with Lafayette, so does Lee. Back and forth they go. Linder gets a screen roll. Drives baseline. Looks like a bump. No call. Layup is no good. Stafford keeps it alive in the right corner. Passes it to Cherry in the right block, but it's tipped away. And Lee gets the ball. Drives the middle. Right hand and left side is good for two.
Yeah, that's tough. Stafford made a great job going after the loose ball, and Cherry just dropped it, and it becomes a turnover and a layup.
And Drexel slaps the floor as they're pumped up on defense as the lead is down to one. 5:23 remaining. Lafayette 56, Drexel 55.
The 16-point lead has evaporated.
And we're going to take a quick break. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. And welcome back to Kirby Sports Center, where Lafayette hanging on here. 1-point lead, 56-55, 5:23 remaining, as Lafayette's going to take it out of bounds here. And on the court for Lafayette is Janicek, Stout, Klinuski, Zalas, and Linder. Going with the offensive lineup, the shooters on the court. And Jay, seems like a pretty balanced attack here from Lafayette on the offensive end.
Yeah, it has been. Linder's got 13, Zalas has 13, Klinuski's got 11. But that's really it. It's really been those three guys.
Linder, screen remote, Klinuski, gives the pass to Zalas, left corner three, got it!
It's great to see that. Zalas looked really confident on that shot. Catch and an immediate shot. No hesitation.
Zalas, season high, 16 points. Big for Lafayette as they're up 4, 5 minutes to go. Johnson into the game. Drives right by Janicek. Left hand on the right side. No good. Rebound, Klinuski. And Linder slows things down as Zalas gives him a little thumbs up. Smart play by him.
Johnson got a great look at the basket there. A layup. Another one. Missed for Drexel.
Linder, screen and roll they go. Drives right, back pass, Janicek, three, got it again.
That's a big 6-0 run for the Leopards, and it's all been created by the passing and the driving ability of Nick Linder.
Absolutely, Jay, and let's get time on the floor. Let's stick it here a little bit for now. Lafayette up 62-55, 4:31 remaining. Lafayette with a big back-to-back threes right there.
Yeah, that was just Nick Linder coming off some ball screens. He's got 7 assists in this game now. And he's had some success in the second half, getting into the paint, getting layups, and I think Drexel's been wary of that, and they're trying to take it away, and it's led to the three ball.
And I think this is an interesting time for Lafayette. Most times, we said, they're coming back, they're down, but in this point, they've had a big lead. They've won games, they've won by a lot, but in this one, Drexel's coming back. They brought it down to 1, have to fight through adversity right now. Lafayette out of a timeout. Typical Hanlon-type team that come out, they have a couple good sets.
Yeah, it's always tough when you're up big in a game, and sometimes the tendency is you step off the gas a little bit, or the other team counters the run and makes a run of their own. And Lafayette spent, even though they've been up a lot, they've spent a lot of this second half really without the momentum. And so that's a big little 6-0 spurt there. Maybe they can hold on to that for the rest of the 4:30.
And you look at the scoring, as you said, for Lafayette. Last game, only Klinuski and Linder had more than 6 points. Today, they've got at least five guys. So, balanced attack for Lafayette as we're back to action here. Lee, double screen and roll on the top of the key. Double teamed, tough floater, and it's good.
Lee is so good at that crab dribble. He sort of gets you on your heels stopping, just sort of puts the ball out in front of you and fakes, and then is able to create.
It's the Lee Linder show. Back and forth they go with on ball screen. Same thing doing here. Linder to the top to Zalas. Gives it back to Linder. Screen roll top of the key to spread it out. They switch. Overton on Linder. Left to right cross. Steeps the dribble alive. Has open lane. Good for two.
Wow, great patience there from Linder. Had a couple of his moves cut off, but he stuck with it, got into the paint, little layup.
And just like they draw it up, Nick Linder late going to the basket as Lee, great feed to Williams, no good, easy miss, but then another tip alive offensive board, Lee stays with it, gives it Johnson, drives middle, another lefty floater for him, copying Lee, it's good for two, hanging around, 5-point lead, 3:30 remaining.
Good composure from Johnson, looked like he took a little bump from behind, but still finished the layup.
And Lafayette going to use clock here, same thing, Linder, screen and roll. But he's going to wait for it. Linder taking over. This is his time, 15.7 assists. As there's 10 seconds on the shot clock, Linder's going to take the screen from Evans. They switch it. Goes at Lee. Gets Lee back on him. Keeps dribble alive. Double teams. Stays with the ball. 2 seconds. And he throws it away. And Linder's explaining to the refs that he was grabbed. It was grabbed on the arm. Hard to see. But a tough possession for Lafayette.
Yeah, really good defense by Lee, coming around a bunch of screens and staying in front of Linder the entire time.
Timeout on the floor. We're going to take a break. 64-59, Lafayette leading by 5, 3:04 remaining from Kirby Sports Center. Don't miss this one. It'll be a good end to the game.
Six points of earth. The cardinal points told you up on the wishes.
of good. Feed the roots and honor the tongues of the animal. Drift into the muscle, boat where the people boat. Feed the roots and honor the tongues of the animals. Drift into the muscle, boat where the people boat.
And welcome back. Kirby Sports Center, 3:04 remaining as it hits 10:15 p.m. in this late night Wednesday game here. This was a doubleheader where the women team played Penn. Unfortunately, got the loss from 6-8. That's why there was a late start. Lafayette started at 8:30. But Lafayette with a 5-point lead over Drexel, 3:04 remaining. As Lafayette coming out in man-to-man, Lee gives it to Williams at the top of the key. Gives it back to Lee, dribble handoff. Gives it to Williams in the post. Right block covered by Klonowski. Spin move. And it's good for two and a three-point play.
Wow, beautiful move from Rodney Williams there. Did a little reverse spin and took the ball right at the chest of Klonowski and finished. He is big and he is strong.
Williams and Lee, as Klonowski and Leonard do often in late in games, are taking over for this team, keeping them in it as Lee has 13 points, 5 boards. And Williams now has 13.6 boards, going to make it 14. As Lafayette's up 64-61, 2:51. And the crowd is unhappy, as they often are. And the methodical free throw is no good. Big miss. Rebound, Klonowski. Gives it to Linder. Slows down the offense. They're going to probably use another set. Another 25 seconds coming off the clock. As Linder goes right at Lee, gets bump, easy money there, going to line.
Yeah, Linder just using his speed and drawing some contact with Lee. Not a good foul there from Lee, but it's tough to stay in front of him. The floor was really spread there.
And it's interesting that Lee is really in the face of Nick Linder. And I think half the time it's kind of an ego thing of you're a very quick guard, you kind of want to be in his grill, but it just really doesn't make sense at this point in the game. Why would you not tag off him as Nick Linder makes his first?
Especially because Lafayette, because of the fouls, and Lafayette wants to hold for most of the shot clock.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem very smart there, and especially you want Nick Linder to shoot the outside shot and not go to the paint, which is what he's been doing. As the second one is good, friendly bounce, 66-61, 2:36 remaining. As Lee double screen on top of the key. Good hedge by Klonowski. Great D by Lafayette. Gets back, gives it to Johnson. Gives it to the post to Williams. Doubled. Great look to the corner. Overton. Left corner three. Big three. Got it. 66.
Oh, my God.
64.
Last game we did, Janicek banked a three from the corner.
And same thing here. They're going to wait as Linder has the ball. Now only up two. 2:10 remaining. Lafayette needs a score. Left side is Alice. Gives the ball to Klonowski on Williams. Left block. Backs down. Back pass. Zalas, three. Short. Air ball. Saving, but Stout gets the ball. Easy layup. Miss. Stafford gets it. Offensive board. Back onto Linder. Slows it down.
That was a wild sequence. I don't know why. I don't know why Mojica tried to save the ball. It was off Lafayette, an air ball.
Well, anyway, 1:40 remaining. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Linder screen and roll. Lafayette with a two-point lead. Keeps dribble alive. Drives left. Aaron pass. Stolen away by Lee. Turnover. And a little bump foul by Klonowski.
Fantastic help from Rodney Williams. Linder got into the paint. He was about to go off for a layup, and Williams slid his feet and cut him off, leading to the turnover.
And Linder, 17.7 assists, but a couple turnovers down the stretch, which has really hurt Lafayette. As Lee going to the line, trying to tie the game up for the first time of the game.
Yeah, you know, Robbie, this isn't one of those games that's really end-to-end and exciting in that way, but there's so much tension in this game. It's been a slow build.
Oh, and a big miss as you say that. And both teams are missing free throws here. Let's see what the team stats are. From free throw, 11-20 is Drexel. Second one is good. 12 of 28, Lafayette. As Lafayette has a one-point lead. 1:33 remaining. Drexel pressing. Inbound the ball to Linder, slowing it down. Lafayette in desperate need of a score. And Linder slows down the pace. Lee on him. Lafayette in that 1-4 set. Let's see who gives him the screen and roll this time. as there's 13 seconds on the shot clock, probably going to go with 10. As Klinuski comes out, they spread the floor. Screen and roll, they switch it. Linder goes right, double, back pass, Dallas drives middle. Lefty scoop layup, no good. Kept alive, but no good. Rebound, Drexel. Lee has the ball, 1 minute remaining. Lafayette up one. Left corner, three. Is good by Mojica. 2-point lead, 55 seconds remaining. Lafayette now down in this one as Drexel's come all the way back from at least 15 down here. Lafayette going screen and roll again. Linder attacks middle, gets stolen. Big foul call going to the line for two.
I think that's the fifth foul on Rodney Williams. He's made great defensive play after great defensive play, but he's going to be fouled out of this game. And I think Lafayette catches a break. Linder drove with nothing really going on, but now he's got a chance to tie the game at the free throw line.
And you got to talk about Mojica right now with a couple of big threes. He has 10 points now in this one. Overton made a big three. Drexel's been moving the ball well, finding the open man. They've made a lot of big threes here down the stretch, and that's been huge to get now a 2-point lead, 68-66, 43.7 seconds on the clock. Linder at the line, two big free throws for him. First one is good.
With 43 seconds left in this game, I'm going to expect, yeah, here's the timeout from Drexel. They're probably going to take a long possession when they get the ball back. If Lafayette ties it up, they'll execute. If not, they can hold.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. 43.7 seconds. Lafayette down one. Big free throw by Linder. Welcome back to Kirby Sports Center. 68-67, Lafayette down one. 43.7 seconds here at Kirby Sports Center as Linder, the second free throw, is good. Big
Huge.
Names for him. Tie game. And as Evans comes into the game for Stout, and I think Coach Spiker's not happy about it, but Evans does come into the game. So Lafayette will have possibly the final shot here, depending on how Drexel uses the time. Need a defensive stop. Moran in the game now instead of Lee, surprisingly. Back pass. Overton drives right. Layup is good. 29.8 seconds.
Wow, huge bucket from Overton.
Inbounds the ball. Oh. A bad pass, and it's a takeaway by Moran as Stafford trying to inbound the ball to Linder. Costly mistake, and Moran's going to the line.
This is backbreaking for Lafayette, being in the driver's seat this whole game.
Just a real tough mistake there as Stafford was inbounding the ball. It seems like he freaked out a little bit with the time, trying to inbound the ball to Linder. And a big free throw here with 28.1 seconds left. Moran on the line. Lafayette down two. Janicek looking to come into the game as Linder calms down the team. And he misses the first. And the free throws are just killing both teams as Janicek comes into Evans. So on the court for Lafayette. No Stout right now, which is interesting. Looks like, I don't know if he'll want a timeout, but you got Linder, Janicek, Stafford, Klinuski, and I think Cherry. Hard to see from our angle. Or Zalas.
Zalas, yeah.
Zalas, yep. Blocked by the ref as Moran. The second one is no good. Ball tipped alive, and it's come down by Drexel again. The tip balls are killing him. Offensive boards one after another, and it's a foul. Going again to the line, and Lafayette doing themselves no favors.
And again, that's Rodney Williams, who actually hasn't fouled out of this game. They changed who the foul was on. That was all him. He wasn't blocked out, and he just jumped higher than everyone else and tipped the ball out.
And again, on the line is Moran for another two. Down two, 23.1 seconds. The first free throw is good. Save 71-68. This is the big one. Lafayette down three. This makes it a two-possession game.
Moran, now has four chances.
to make it a four-point game instead of two.
It's a lot easier once you practice a couple, and they're both good. As Lafayette down four, need a quick score. Linder takes the ball up, needs a quick take to the hoop. Drives. Layup is good for two. 16.8 seconds, that's what they need. They're down two as Lafayette presses. Inbounds the ball, fouls Williams. That's a good foul as Williams has missed the last couple as he's going to go to the line. 15.8 seconds on the clock. Lafayette down two.
Great early attack from Linder. He scored within 5 seconds, and that was big. Lafayette didn't need a three there just yet. There's still 15 seconds left in this game, and so now there are pressure free throws for Rodney Williams coming up.
Williams, 13 points, 7 rebounds on the day from free throws, 14 of 26, 53% of this as a team for Drexel. That's better than Lafayette, but it's still not what you need. As two big free throws again.
Yeah, Williams' free throw was unorthodox, but he's hit a bunch tonight.
First free throw. No good. That's the big miss Lafayette needs. It's now Stout comes into the game for Stafford. All the three-point threats are now on the court.
Lafayette, they're dodging bullets here because Drexel's missed free throws, but this time they need to focus up, seal their box outs, and pull in a rebound.
Dribbling the ball. Williams eyes forward. That slow free throw, second one, that's good. Lafayette down three as Miles comes into the game for Williams. And looks like Drexel's going to press 15.8 seconds. Lafayette can either go for the quick two or go for the three.
Yeah, interesting option here with 15 seconds.
I think the first good look is kind of what you have to have. I think ideally it's a three, but if Linder sees an attack mode, you go for it. But with 15.8 seconds, there is time to go for two, but I would go for three if it's there.
Drexel putting pressure on the backcourt.
And Linder takes it up slowly. 10 seconds remaining. They need to hurry.
Need a three now.
8 seconds for three. No good. Catch alive by Zales. Back pass. Three by Stout. Blocked. And rebound. And a foul. But that's your ball game. Lafayette wants a foul on the play. They don't call it. And let's see if the game is over, actually, as he may be going to the line. There could be 1 second on the shot clock.
I think, if anything, there will be some kind of intentional foul that they're going to review. Miles went down, got pushed off ball after Drexel had already secured the rebound. But I think this game's going to be over.
What did you see on that last possession, Jay?
Well, I thought it would have helped maybe if Linder had gotten some type of ball screen. He came up. It's tough because without a timeout, they came up and pushed. They needed a three. And Linder ended up taking a tough fadeaway three-point shot from well beyond the three-point line. And then Stout got a good look after the offensive rebound, but it looked like his shot was blocked.
Yeah, it was a really big block by, I don't know if it was Williams or I think it was probably Miles on the play. But one of the big guys went out and contested a big, that would have been a wide-open three by Stout, one of your best three-point shooters. A big, crucial block there as the refs are still looking over what happened as the crowd leaves. As both benches are just watching right now, but as how it stands right now, it seems like Drexel won the game 73-70. We'll see how much time they put on the clock, if anything. But just talk about the comeback by Drexel in this one. They were down by 15 most of the game.
Yeah,
just the fight in the change in the second half momentum.
Absolutely. A really gritty performance by Drexel. It wasn't pretty at all. They, despite coming back from 16 and winning, they didn't help themselves that much. They were in the bonus early in the second half, committed way too many fouls, but then they really stepped up their defense and they competed really hard. They took Lafayette out of their offense and took away 3-point shots, took away layups, and they did a really good job crawling back into this game. Rodney Williams was huge. He made big play after big play on the offense and defensive end.
And it looks like there's gonna be 0.5 seconds left as Drexel's gonna be shooting free throws here. I think it looks like it's going to be Overton shooting. I mean, not enough time anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be a regular common foul. It wasn't what I was alluding to before with Miles getting hit in the eye.
And so Overton will be at the line shooting two. And you got to give credit to Coach Zach Spiker, who we didn't see a lot from the team in the first half. But I don't know what he said to their group, but the defensive intensity really went up in the second half. They really got out on Lafayette, contested every single pass. Overplayed every single play, really caused Lafayette to have turnovers, as that's the free throw, no good. We'll analyze it a little more. We're going to take a really quick break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a couple of minutes as Lafayette lose a heartbreaker, 74-70. Tough loss here for the Lafayette Leopards. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Feed the roots and all of the tongues of the animal world. Drift into the moss and boat where the people boat. Feed the roots and all of the tongues of the animals. Drift into the moss and boat where the people boat.
Welcome back to Kirby Sports Center. A very disappointing loss for Lafayette as Drexel comes from behind and wins in a exciting sequence of events, 74-70, a 4-point win for Drexel. And let's first just talk about the flow of the game here, Jay. So in the beginning of the game, sorry, we couldn't tune in because we had some technical difficulties, but it was 11-11 to start. Lafayette went on a big 12-2 run. Lafayette had a 10-point lead, and after that, and up until really the middle of the second half, Lafayette had a pretty comfortable lead. They're up 15. They're playing pretty well. But really, the beginning of the second half, that's where it changed. What did you see from LaSalle, I mean, Drexel, sorry, both on the offensive and the defensive side?
Yeah, I mean, Drexel only scored 24 points in the first half. And, you know, in many ways, you can't expect them to stay that quiet the entire time. Lafayette did play a really good defensive first half. But, yeah, then in the second half, I think Lafayette really hurt themselves with missing free throws. And Drexel, you have to give them a lot of credit. They never got discouraged from being down so much and really just shooting very poorly and turning the ball over so many times. They had 11 turnovers in the first half, only 4 in the second half. They really settled themselves down, started executing and getting better looks, and that helped them get back in this game.
And I think if you look at this, the first half or the second half totals, Lafayette had their best defensive half in the first half of the season here, 38-24 Lafayette in the first half. But when you look at the second half, 49 points given up, only 32 points scored for Lafayette. So, you know, Drexel really brought it on here in the second half. As a team, let's talk about team stats here. From the field, Drexel ended with a very respectable 26-54 from the field, 48%. From 3-6-15, 40%, that's pretty good. As you said, not a lot of turnovers, 15 overall, which is a lot amount, but not a lot in the second half. But from the free throws, let's talk about that a little bit. It seems like both teams didn't really want to win this game from the free throw line. Just an absurd amount. It was really free throws all in the second half. 15-28 from the free throw line was Drexel. Lafayette 14-30. It seems like no one was really accepting to really win this game.
Yeah, I think it was one of those cases where with Lafayette getting the bonus with 13 minutes to go in the second half, they had a chance to really maybe not put Drexel away, but put a huge amount of pressure on them. If they had made a higher rate of free throws early on, they could have put so much more pressure on Drexel, making it that much more difficult to come back, but they didn't. And I think the outcome of this game is a combination of Lafayette missing opportunities and making mistakes to seal the game, and Drexel staying hard-nosed and executing their offense and defense, giving themselves a chance.
And as far as offense goes, that really wasn't the problem for Lafayette. Yes,
no.
They did have some timely turnovers down the stretch. Overall, 45% from the field, that's not too bad. There's 8 of 20 from 3, which is very good for them. It's 40%. And they got a balanced scoring, as we talked about. All the offense really wasn't the concern. Linder, 21.7 assists. Zalas, best game of the season for him, 16 points. He was that guy who stepped up when they needed it. Klinuski, 11.9 rebounds. Janicek, 8 points. Stout, 5 points, 5 boards. Stafford with a solid 6. I mean, they had a good contribution, but it was really just Drexel took over, and they couldn't stop him when it came late. So talk about what you saw from Drexel here, because, I mean, it was a very balanced scoring, but as you said, I mean, Williams, but also Lee, those are the two main guys that really finished it off for them.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Williams and Lee are two really dynamic players who have the capability of scoring on their own. Kirk Lee is so quick, and he's so shifty. He did a great job getting into the lane, and with decent Lafayette help defense, he still managed to score. He would get into the middle of the paint, see a Lafayette help defender. Lafayette's not huge inside. He clearly wasn't intimidated by the big men, and would give a little fake, would give a little jab dribble, and would pull up and hit floaters. Same thing with Rodney Williams. He played 13 minutes of this game with four fouls and stayed aggressive the entire time and played huge. He's got great post ability, finished 5 of 7 from inside at 4 of 9 free throws, had 14 points, ended up coming up with four offensive rebounds, one huge one at the end when Lafayette could have gotten a rebound and then had to get fouled. Those guys are really good. And then some of the supporting role guys made some big, timely shots they were not hitting for most of the game, but did hit with, like, 3 minutes left.
Yeah, I'd say one last point. I think you got to look at the offensive rebound numbers here for Drexel. And when you look at them as a team, you know, there was a lot of tip balls. Looks like they had 12 offensive rebounds. That's a lot, but I don't think that accounts for all the amount of steals that either didn't go off the rim and they got the board, or, you know, just there was a lot of plays, second chances, I think, that whether it's offensive board, second chances, whatever you want to call it. But I think that was really key.
Yeah, as you're saying, Robbie, Drexel 12 second chance points. Lafayette only had two.
Yeah, and I think you look at the score right now, Lafayette lost game by four, and I think that was really key. So we're going to take you away. As we say, we apologize for any technical difficulties.
It's not our fault.
You know, never blame us. We don't know anything about this, so you know, we do our best, and we just kind of talk.
We're just the on-air talent.
But anyway, that's it for us. Drexel 74, Lafayette 70. A tough four-point loss for Lafayette. I'm Ryan McKittrick.
Jay Kasikov.
And that's it for us. 104.9 WJRH, the home of Lafayette Leopard Sports. Make sure to check out our next broadcast. Depending on when we do it, it might be a while, as we are going to go to break soon. But as always, just check the schedule. And have a good night.